Hello, this is Mike Zerba for WITY Profile. Today we are at Tully's Cafe in Oakwood, Illinois, and we are here with Jim Sisko and Shannon Denhalter. They are administration at Tully's Cafe, and I want to welcome them to WITY Profile. How are you, Jim?
I'm fine, and I'm anxious to talk with you about Tully's.
And how are you today, Shannon?
I'm good.
I'm glad to know that you're doing well. Jim, could you tell us a little bit about Tully's and how it all got started and maybe why it got started?
Well, I was approached by the village to purchase this property and turn it into a diner. It was a bar, and it does sit in amongst three truck stops. But the village didn't have a sit-down diner, and they felt that this would be a good location. We did do that, and feel like that we've given them what they want. We are being discovered, and we're growing, and been open a little over a year right now, and we're pretty close to having our final menu. We're always open for suggestions, and certainly if you don't see what you want on the menu, ask. We can get creative with you and want to be part of the community and serve the community the way they would like to be served, and also serve the transportation logistics industry and make the truckers feel at home when they're here.
Tully's Cafe is at exit 206 off I-74 in the south, and they are on the east side of the road. There is plenty of parking for cars, RVs, and trucks alike. Shannon, let's get to the menu. After all, that's what you're all about here at Tully's.
I'm happy to talk to you about the menu. Let's get to that now.
The menu here at Tully's is an old-school diner style, a cafe with lunch and dinner and breakfast on Saturday and Sunday. I'm looking at these appetizers, Shannon, and they look delicious. One could almost make a meal of appetizers at Tully's. What are some of the popular appetizers that you find that your customers enjoy the most?
They absolutely love our pickle fries. Another big one is our breaded mushrooms. We also have amazing onion rings. And we also have, you can do a combo where you get the taste of the breaded mushrooms, the pickle fries, and the onion rings. And you also get mozzarella sticks. We can't forget those for the kiddos.
What do you mean? I love those too. For the lighter side, Tully's offers soups and salads, a fruit cup or a light plate for those of you who are counting calories and carbs. But if that doesn't stop you, you have to try Tully's South of the Border menu. Shannon, can you tell us about the South of the Border menu?
Of course. We have anywheres from fajita dinner to fajita tacos to a big burrito. You get your choices of steak, chicken, or for an extra $2, you can have shrimp. It's a huge plate. Come very hungry if you're going to try our South of the Border meal. Most of it is served with our homemade beans and rice, and guacamole and homemade pico, too.
Portions here, I notice, Shannon, are very generous. As you said, you won't probably go away hungry, and that's what I can attest to from my experience here at Tully's Cafe. Burgers, sandwiches, hot dogs, it's a full lineup, folks. You'll find your traditional hamburger, cheeseburger, double burgers, and burgers that have toppings such as mushroom and Swiss, jalapeno, chili mac, and more. Tully's also features tenderloin sandwiches, BLT, chicken sandwiches, fish sandwiches, and their well-known horseshoe. I noticed, Shannon, that there is something called a comet hot dog on your menu. Is that a meteor on a bun, or what is a comet hot dog? I'm curious.
Okay, so a comet hot dog is actually kind of like a Chicago dog, but only better, we made it because of the home of the Oakwood Comets, so we have our own. It's a all beef hot dog with mustard, white onion, sweet relish, dill pickles, tomato, pickled sport peppers, and celery salt, and served with French fries.
When does Thule's offer breakfast, Shannon?
We offer breakfast on Saturdays and Sundays from 7:30 a.m. till 12:30 p.m.
And Jim, what are some of your favorite breakfast items at Thule's?
Well, it'd start off with the Big Rig. You're not going to go away hungry with that one. That's biscuits and gravy and eggs and a meat of your choice and hash browns and plenty of all of that. We have a smaller portion of the same, and we call that one the short haul, and it's real popular with the truckers.
And all of these breakfast items are made from fresh ingredients.
They are. They're made to order when you order.
Oh, don't forget the pancakes too, Jim.
You're right.
People think of Thule's perhaps as just a mealtime stop, but I'm looking here, Shannon, at the dessert section of your menu. It looks great. Tell us a little bit about your milkshakes. I understand that you still use the old-fashioned steel cup that was traditional in making milkshakes in days gone by.
We sure do. Hand-dipped, choice of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. We also can do caramel, pineapple, and they're all made in a homemade style of milkshakes, topped with whipped cream and a cherry.
That sounds absolutely delicious. Thule's also offers ice cream sundaes, banana splits, ice cream sandwiches, and pies.
We also offer, you could have a slice of apple cobbler with a scoop of ice cream next to it. We also have cream pies from mint chocolate chip to chocolate, and also banana cream pie. Make sure you come in and ask about our pie selection.
Shannon, I think our listeners would love to hear about your daily specials. Can you run those down for us?
I sure can. Mondays are our chicken parm. Tuesdays is our wonderful homemade meatloaf, mashed potatoes and gravy, and green beans. On Wednesdays, we have chicken fried chicken with mashed potatoes and gravy with corn. Thursdays, we have three tacos of your choice of steak, shrimp, or chicken or ground beef. For a Taco Thursday at Thule's, and you get a side of rice and beans with it. On Fridays is our ribeye sandwich topped with Swiss cheese and grilled onions with a side of French fries. Saturday and Sundays are chef's choice.
Jim, I understand that you feel strongly about the community of Oakwood. Could you tell us a little bit about the ties with the community?
The name Thule's itself is derived from two of the people that approached me to do this project. They're both Oakwood Comet alums, and I combined their names and came up with Thule's. So there's a tie to the community there. It's a place we want the people of the village of Oakwood to say, hey, let's go to Thule's and sit down and catch up on what we've been missing.
Jim, I think you can actually come to Thule's and make friends. Find a new friend.
Yeah, you can bring your old friends and meet new friends here at Thule's.
I've observed Shannon in action, Jim, and I see in her a very high level of customer service. She is amazing from what I've seen, and I'd like to ask her what her approach to customer service is.
Well, I've been actually serving for about 25 years now. I absolutely love this job. I love meeting new people. I love getting to know the people. I want everyone to feel like they're right at home. So we are here to serve you so you don't have to come in and clean up the mess, refill your own drinks. I make sure the food comes out hot and ready for you. I make sure that you come into a clean environment Make sure everything's stocked and right there and ready to go for you. Oh yeah, and don't forget, we'll also do your dishes.
So, Thule's Cafe in Oakwood, located at exit 206, goes south off of I-74, and it's right on the left on the east side of Oakwood Street, the north-south street that runs through Oakwood. Truckers and RVs are welcome at Thule's Cafe. If you're on the go or wanting to take food home, you can call 217-689-0213 and your order will be ready for pickup when you get here. Thule's is open Monday through Friday, 10 to 8, and Saturday and Sunday from 7:30 a.m. till 8 p.m. Thule's Cafe is where friends meet. This is Mike Zerba for WITY Profile. I hope you'll make friends at Thule's Cafe soon. We've been talking with Jim Sisko and Shannon Denhalter. Thanks for being with us today.